This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, Yuzette is going to be out on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, people were writing in and saying, are you in the East Bay?
Where is it?
Pleasant Hill.
Oh, yeah. That's She's where my be. Old girlfriend used to live.
Oh, really?
I was out there all the time. Yeah, it's not close.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. You're out there.
So Pleasant Hill's right next to Walnut Creek.
Okay.
So
I was thinking, I don't think I've ever spent time in Pleasant Hill.
Oh.
It's nice. So. You'll love it.
Great.
What's she doing out there?
Well, she's hanging at the Ulta. It's a brand new location.
Yeah.
What's Ulta?
It's like an awesome... It's like a drugstore, but really more focused on beauty.
Yeah, it's in makeup, hair. Well, the one by my house at the Bridgepoint Shopping Center is they do your hair.
Oh, they have a salon.
They have a salon,
do,
and
yeah.
they do waxing.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
you can get some stuff
fragrances.
Done?
Mm-hmm. I really need my eyebrows waxed.
Well, maybe you could get those done real quick.
Yeah.
You get your nose waxed? Like, remember that one time we got those?
No, I wish.
Oh.
Actually, I have someone at the Bay Club that, when I go to her, she does my nose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, your hand is up.
You know, I was looking at Jane's Instagram, and she posted a picture of Elvira, you know, the
Mistress
Halloween.
Of Darkness,
yeah, the mystery. Mm-hmm. And man, you should have been her. You could have nailed that. It's so you.
Yeah.
No?
Well, I don't like the wig part.
Oh.
I would have to wear a wig. And I thought about, you know, putting my headphones on, off and on, off and on throughout the morning.
Right.
I thought, and then it's going to make my head hot.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that?
I don't want her head hot, and I think a pirate is a phenomenal choice.
Well, you two will be pirates then, right?
Yes.
You guys both doing eye patches and peg legs and stuff?
Hook hands? No, I got to be able to run around the whole time. I got to see. It's all around.
All right. Get one of those nose warmers.
A nose warmer?
Yeah, wear that.
All the details about Yuzette's appearance are at RadioAlice.com. Mm-hmm. She'll be there at lunchtime on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pleasant Hill.
Here I come.
Hello.
Check out the new Ulta. Check out our Yuzette.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number where you can text in questions or comments or pictures if you've got them. Yeah. Whatever.
Sure.
It's all good. 925 gets a dig in while Bryn's not around. 925 says, it's been an amazing week without random audio interrupting you guys.
Yeah.
We like, it's not random. They all, the audio ties in. I love it.
They're just trying to make us feel better.
Oh. Okay. Well, thanks. That's nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
Quavo, Sarah. Mm. Quavo.
I go Quavo just because people are so annoyed by it.
No, Vaughn told us how to say it correctly.
Quavo. Okay.
415 says, where's Sparky? Sparky's in the picture. Sparky's standing. Sparky's standing on the fence. In the picture.
Hang on.
And then the other guy, I don't know that guy's name. That guy's some other neighbor's cat.
That's me.
No,
that's not a garage cat.
Not,
I sent you pictures of garage cat now. You have more than one. You've got like three of them.
It's Black Cat Awareness Month.
Be aware of me.
Stupid bit. Love it. It's like my favorite thing.
You guys need to start watching Haunting on Hill House on Netflix. That. It's so good.
Okay.
Vinny, you probably need a new show since you finished Ozark, and Sarah will probably watch it in like 10 years after her brother moves away.
Or maybe I'll watch it with him.
Oh.
We're always looking for shows. They're TV people. They like to sit down in front of the TV. But the problem is when I sit down in front of it, I immediately fall asleep.
Oh, you do?
It sucks. You know, I need cards or something to keep my mind occupied. If I'm just watching a show, I'm like, oh, my eyes sure are heavy.
Were you getting tired last night?
I was.
Oh.
Didn't you hear me bitching at you guys toward the end?
I saw you yelling.
They constantly stop the show and talk about it.
Sarah's brother.
I'm like,
Ozark.
You guys,
this is what you're watching.
He comments throughout the whole show.
There is a lot going on that show. There really is. Mm. You can miss stuff if you're not
paying
attention.
You know what we saw last night, Vin?
What?
We saw the guy get injected in the neck with the and all the pus come out of his mouth.
Froth.
Awesome.
Pus.
That's good. Or pus, I don't know.
I did not see that coming. I lost. I was like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming.
Well, the guy called for more lemonade and both their glasses were full. I'm like, that's weird.
Who know?
It's awesome, isn't it?
You damn redneck.
So awesome.
He buried the redneck and made a marker with the whiskey bottle.
MS affects fine motor skills. You have liaisons on your brain, but if you...
It must be legions.
No, let them call them liaisons. They're liaisons.
Whatever they spelt. Liaisons on your brain. Lesions. If you caught it early in life, you can lead full lives. If diagnosed... I was diagnosed at 23, now 37, and I'm going strong. OFOC.
Good. She should have gotten diagnosed a long time. She's been suffering with it for like 15 years, she said.
Well, maybe people, when they're not okay, should go to the doctor.
If they're okay, they shouldn't bother, though.
But if they're not okay, they should go to the doctor.
But if they're okay, you know.
It's not always something that you should decide, though. Maybe you should.
I feel like, you know, it's up to you. If you're feeling pretty good, why go? You know? Probably catch some while you're there.
Yeah, right.
God, look at Ozzy. He's got a Legionnaire infection or whatever. Some staph infection. Jesus.
You know what they said? That started with a hangnail. You know those little teeny things?
They can get infected.
I immediately started going, man, I get those things.
I know. Sometimes your fingers will get so sore. You have like a hangnail. And it's just like, ow, I can't touch anything with this.
And I'm always like, well, I'm going to
be real careful.
Cut that thing right off.
Start dipping it in alcohol then. Rubbing alcohol, of course.
Hey, Sarah and Vinny. I'm out in Thailand on vacation with friends, and I just saw you guys went on. It's currently 8:10 p.m. over here, and I can actually listen to you guys the whole time on RadioAlice.com. Love you guys. Slurp, shots, H-Y-G-L-O-F-O-C.
Oh, they've got all our little catchphrases.
Which we don't even really use anymore.
It's true.
They're still just living. Mm-hmm. They have their own...
It's our listeners who are keeping those alive. Thank
lives.
You.
Morning, radio family. You have a new listener who is 5 days old. Baby Leo. Texted when I went into labor last week.
Oh, I remember that. I was going in.
5 days. Boy, you are in it.
Yep. To win it. Cute. Little baby.
Yes, Sarah!
I do, God!
I saw Waitress yesterday and it was incredible. Agreed, better than Hamilton.
Oh my God, it's just outstanding. I really didn't... I thought, I heard this is good. And I was like, this is the best play I've ever seen. And I'm not... I want to say something right now. Yeah, they're a client of the station or anything. I am not getting paid to enjoy... Believe me, if I didn't like that show, I just wouldn't say anything about it. Mm-hmm. If you wonder if I like something, just count how many words I say about it. Like, I loved that show. I just think... you can't even keep count of how many words I've said, Vinny. You can keep trying. So good. If you even kind of like... stage shows, and this one, it just moves the whole time.
Oh,
it's so
good. Come on.
So great.
What are you doing?
You ran out of fingers and toes? Oh, so good. And funny. I cried a bunch of times. Oh, it's just great. Some of them,
now you're just being mean.
Sorry. My bad. That song's going to be in my head all day now.
They're asking how much you bald.
A lot. Luckily, I carry a handkerchief with me at all times.
You don't have one with you now.
Of course I do.
Oh, my God. It's the heart one.
Yeah. I only have so many. I rotate through them. If you use it, you got to get rid of it. You know, you use it, it's got to go in the wash.
Good morning. Can all you wonderful folks please send good vibes my way? I have a video interview this morning for the job I've been waiting for. Thanks in advance.
Video interview?
Mel.
Like a Skype thing?
Yeah.
Good luck, Mel. You're going to get it. You're going to nail it. Just take a big, deep breath. Just remember to breathe the whole time. Don't get all wound up. Let them talk.
Mel, be yourself.
Short sentences.
And be yourself. The worst thing that could happen is at the end of the thing, you're like, who was that? And now I'm not going to get the job. That wasn't
You're amazing just the way you are. Don't try to be somebody else.
Right.
Short sentences. Breathe.
Right. Wait. Answer the question and then wait.
Yep.
As soon as you start blabbing after you've answered the question, they're like, oh, this person doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. Or you'll say something, you'll be like, oh boy, I wish I could reel that back in, but the words just keep on coming out.
Right. Good morning, Sarah. How many pies did you make this weekend after you saw Waitress?
I didn't make any pies, but I would have eaten some if I'd been offered any. Because I was in the mood for pie.
What's the pie cut?
She makes pies. That's what she does. Pie.
And she's real good at it?
Yeah.
Like the best pies?
Yep. She's great. The whole thing is it's like sugar, butter, flour.
But is there like a creepy side to it?
No. No, there's nothing creepy about the pies. She names the pies funny things like, you know, like ex-husband, getting over ex-boyfriend, pie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like one of her specialties was blueberry deep dish bacon. But she calls it something else.
But does ex-husband pie have spit in it or anything? Is
no.
she like,
oh,
all
no, no, all the pies ex-husband are fully, pie. No, no. Maybe if she was going to serve it to her ex-husband.
What's that? Farmer blow. Does it have a farmer blow in it?
It doesn't. No. I like a good farmer blow once in a while.
Oh,
we're out hiking. It's like, oh, let me get this out.
I saw a guy do one the other day just as I was going to my car. I was so grossed out by it.
It's yeah, it's bogus.
Really? Did you have to do that in front of me right here? Oh.
Get a handkerchief. Get a hanky, people.
You just said you like a good farmer's blow.
Yeah, sometimes.
You just said it.
But if you're in public, you don't do it. If you're in the shower, go for it. Come on, Yuzi.
Yeah, well, fine in the shower.
In the shower,
not...
you do farmer blow? Oh, that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
But not out in public.
No.
The funny thing about the farmer blow is it's only successful half the time.
Right.
The other time, you just have the booger and the snot right down the mustache, lip area, on your chin. You're like, oh, that's awful. Oh, boy.
I should have just started with my sleeve.
Sheesh. Let's see. Oh, did you see Vinny's daughter? Thank you, Sarah. Yes, on my Instagram, we posted the bracelets that Sarah made for her. By the way, some people wrote, oh my God, the 3-inch. No, Sarah remade them both.
Yeah.
To 5.5 inches.
Yeah.
The...
Her wrist is 5 inches, right?
Yeah, she's got a normal kid-sized yeah. wrist.
I really did think, oh God, she's like a bird.
There's a,
she has little bird legs.
There was arms. A measurement issue the first time. Yeah. I don't know. Hey. I still haven't gotten to the bottom of that.
Whatever. She probably put her hand around, oh, it's about 3 inches.
I don't
It's know. A small wrist. You know, it's a kid wrist.
Yeah.
But actually, there's adult women who have 5-inch wrists. Like, that's a...
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes. Listen, I make bracelets. I know.
408 says, Jonah Hill started his career in acting on NYPD Blue.
Oh, he did?
I
thought
know.
He started in the Dustin Hoffman movie.
Jonah Hill was 24 in Superbad.
I don't know.
They played
know
kids
about
in
this.
Superbad, right?
Yeah, wasn't that a
yeah.
high school?
Yeah, it's like they're high school kids. Uh-huh. He was 24?
Is that the one with McLovin?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one where they go to the party and the whole thing. I mean, it's really fun. Mm. It's a fun movie. Jonah Hill officiated Adam Levine's wedding.
Oh,
says
isn't that lovely? And his brother used to manage them.
Yeah.
And died of an overdose?
No, died of health something.
Yeah,
he
some health-related problems, but there was some drug usage in his past.
Oh, but it wasn't.
I don't think it was an OD.
Okay.
But
you said he was quite overweight.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe you heard overdose and not overweight.
Maybe that's what I was. I don't know.
He was over.
Maybe it was a helicopter propeller.
Maybe. Overhead.
Right.
Oh, it mm-hmm. says he died as a result of a blood clot that originated in his leg.
Oh. Oh, geez. You hear about that. People die of that. Blood clots. They're for real.
People die. Yeah. Hi, all. I'm training for a 10-mile race in less than 3 weeks. I heard the past podcast mentioning Vinny's training for a
half marathon
with Christina's guidance. I, too, am doing interval-style sprint training to build my endurance. And the podcast got me excited. I would love to I would love Vinny to ask Christina for advice on meals to eat a few days before to have the right amount of fuel for the race.
Oh my God, go to hurryup.com. Yeah, isn't that her thing?
Yeah,
she's H-R-Y-U-P.
She'll answer you.
Like syrup, but hurry up.
Or write her on Instagram. That's she'll answer you.
Yeah, she's way into it. She has a whole little community.
I always feel like we all know the things we like to eat before we do something that'll help us work, do our best, too. It's the thing that you, the thing you want is the thing that you should have.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's spaghetti or sometimes it's chicken and mashed potatoes, but everybody knows that thing, you know? Like if you're going to, even if you have a big performance that night, you're like, you know what I need? Chicken and mashed potatoes.
Oh, chicken and mashed potatoes.
You're a lasagna guy?
I love lasagna.
All right. Well, then it's lasagna.
Yeah.
So be it. I like chicken and mashed potatoes. That's pretty good.
Mm.
Pasta's always. Macaroni is the, I'll go to that anytime.
Mm. How about some pizza? What about a burger?
No, pizza won't work for a run. Mm. A burger won't work for a run. Mm. Burgers are like a brick.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. I guess I won't be able to run. I guess I can't run. I guess I should just sit here. you guys go ahead. Go do the run. I ate a burger. I can't do it.
I'll be happy to help you fit your costume. I'm in Burlingame. Feel free to drop by on your way home tomorrow.
Oh, like a stitcheroo?
Can do it while you sip some tea.
Mm. That's nice.
Oh, you should do that.
Yeah, I should try on the costume somewhere? One more time.
Yeah.
See what I need exactly.
Just take a scarf and wrap it around it. Hold it in a little, you know? That's, you know, the scarf is kind of a piratey thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Ireland and Northern Ireland, even when they were part of the EU, you had to exchange your money. They still use the British pound in England and Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I said that. When we went there.
I don't know.
When we cried, we had to use different money. But it's not the money so much as it is it's the border, that there'll be a whole new thing.
I just was curious if they like badmouth each other, and it's neat that they do.
Yeah.
Not neat. It's actually awful that people are divided like that.
Well, right. I think, I can't remember which side, the thing about the Troubles is it has to do with God and the Pope and Catholics and Protestants, and so I don't really know whose side is what, and I don't care about any of it. Being a person who doesn't believe in God, I just think the whole thing seems silly, that they're bombing things over in the name of God. Seems weird to me.
408 says, you weirdo, Vinny. Fall back is one of the worst creations in history. Give me the sun at 8 p.m. Fall back is the way it was, right?
Fall back is standard.
That's normal times. Mm-hmm. It's the new thing that's the worst invention.
No, it's the best thing.
Spring forward crap that's a nightmare.
Yeah, spring forward is bad. Falling back is great. But we should really just pick one and stick with it.
Yeah, fall back.
Because then it doesn't stay late until 9 o'clock.
The other day, I get up at 5. It's pitch black. I'm waiting. I'm literally waiting for the sun to come up so I can go surfing. I'm sitting there in the dark waiting for the light to come on. 6:15. You got to be freaking kidding me. 6:30. What is this? 7 o'clock sunrises? No. No, Sarah, no.
Yes. I did the same thing. I was waiting to take the dog out.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Is that? What? I just sat there and wait for the sun to come out.
She just let the dog go pee on the balcony.
No.
Oh, all right.
Hi, Vinny. Do your neighbors realize their cats are on-air celebrities? No, they do not.
Oh, no, they know. We talk about it at the house sometimes.
No, they don't.
Where are you, Crash Cat?
Scarpies, whatever they are.
Sorry, I'm searching my back, but I'm here now.
What's your name?
Can you get in the cat nap? Sorry, yeah, I was under the table. Where normally.
Both of Scarpies' parents.
Stinkies.
Wait,
Stinking or Crash Cat?
Whatever, they're highly accomplished business professionals.
Yeah, but they lock me out. You don't ever want that on TV. No,
I'm just saying, they're
house.
Way
like
too busy.
They can't even figure out how to look in the house. What are they doing? God forbid they figure out how to use that key in that lock. Yeah, they don't like me.
Although they did call over one time and they said, have you seen our cat? And I went, I don't know, hold on.
Yeah, I'm right here. You sound like geniuses. They don't even know when I'm not there.
I went out there and checked by the food, and there he was.
Are you here to give me food?
We locked him in our own garage.
Happy. Just, you know what you got to do? If you guys go away, make sure there's no cats in your garage.
I have to go into...
I'm serious.
Cats
die in people's garages all the time.
I have to go into my building at work, but can't because the cats are talking. I love the garage cat segment. They're not.
Oh, well, thanks. We got some fans out there, garage cat. Hey, GC, I'm more allowed in the house.
GC?
I want organic food. You give me organic? This doesn't taste organic. I know.
Oh, look at that. We're out of time.
Oh, that's too bad. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening on this lovely Monday. It's gray right now, but it is actually supposed to clear up.
Look at this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what am I looking at? It's a forest with a shaft of
light. I follow Earth Pix, it's P-I-X on Instagram, and they're showing most beautiful fall pictures
that is nice.
From around the world. This is Ontario, but one of the ones I saw the other day, it was like... The colors were scary.
Marvelous.
No, that's not it.
I always think if aliens come to Earth at different, like if they land in America in different seasons. Oh my God, that's so beautiful. It looks like Vermont or something.
This
that's crazy.
Is Utah.
Oh, lovely.
Look at that. Purples and reds and yellows.
It's really pretty.
Boy, I don't think of Utah as being a place that has, but I guess they've got mountains, so they must have stuff. But I always think like if, say, aliens landed like in the height of fall, they'd be like, oh my God, this place is so beautiful. Or
so
if there
for
was
this
a winter,
story,
oh, it's icy.
Mm-hmm. We're assuming there are aliens for this story. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so these aliens.
Oh, I'm always assuming that. I'm just thinking, when are they coming? Where will they land? What will their experience be like?
Well, first they'll land and they'll be all bleep, bloop, bleep, blop.
Oh, is that what they
bleep, they're mechanical?
Bleep. They have fins? They have just like flat fins?
Bleep, bloop, bleep, blop. I don't know. I mean, what are you? Aliens land and they land in the fall. Where's and then the foliage? What happens?
Nothing. They'd be like, oh, what a beautiful, colorful world. And then if it's in the winter, they'd be like, ooh, what an icy landscape. It's crazy. You know, like if they landed in Canada, it was all frozen tundra.
Well, let's all hope we win the lottery. Don't forget to get your tickets.
You don't have to hang around with me and my weird theories about aliens anymore. We'll just visit each other in our palaces once in a while.
Castles.
Guys, I'm going to do a palace tour. Send me out and spend a week at each of your houses.
Oh, my God. Fun. The aliens land in the winter.
Oh,
they'll
dude,
be
think
all...
of the money I'll have to explore. Oh, is it Mark Hoppus? Is that the guy's name?
Who's that?
Yes.
From Blink 182. He has like an alien research foundation.
Right.
I am going to give generously to
that's
his foundation.
That's $37 million in debt.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to clear that right up for him. Be like, Mark, you're doing a great job. Let's keep that up. Put me on the mailing list. Let me know what's going on in the world of
if you win the
life.
$1.6 billion.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to have all kinds of crazy little vanity projects. Write to me. What is yours? I'll fund you. Maybe. You can find me. Hey, everyone. Don't forget to buy your lottery tickets.
And don't forget to stay tuned because Jane is back from her cruise ship adventures. Mm-hmm. And so the show will be from this building.
Yes.
Right here.
Yeah.
And then Lexi's up next.
She is.
Right now.
Oh, because she's been filling in for Jane, hasn't she?
It's been a little crazy the last couple weeks.
A little topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, you guys. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.